And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, listeners from coast to coast, listeners and viewers from coast to coast and worldwide, to a very special Monday edition of the Hagman and the Hagman Report. Today is Monday, August 13th, 2012. This is a live broadcast. I'm Doug Hagman, founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network, located on the internet at HomelandSecurityUS.com. That's HomelandSecurityUS.com. And I am broadcasting from the offices of of HomelandSecurityUS.com, while Joe, his interesting mug is at is in studio at and you could view him during this broadcast at any time at HomelandSecurityUS, the number one. That's HomelandSecurityUS, the number one .tk. So we're in the same building, different parts of the building. And that was my choice today. I've got some issues, but anyway, welcome to the program. Joe, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Could use a little bit of rest. We had a very
hectic weekend
and full weekend, and but it is over. We got our mission accomplished, and we're done with that. So
mission
I'm
accomplished.
Happy, you know, I'm happy it's over. I'll be able to get some rest a little bit, hopefully more the next couple of days, catch up on some sleep. And
yeah, well, last 72 hours, I think we've probably both had collectively maybe 6 hours of sleep total. So anyway, yeah, that'd be
It's been rough. Last time we were on air was Saturday. We did a special episode with Steve Quayle.
Yeah. Yeah, what a tremendous show, man. I'll tell you. Folks, it's on at HomelandSecurityUS.com if you go to recent or archive broadcast, recent broadcast. It's there for free. Yeah, you got to listen to it. Joe, 3 hours with Steve Quayle. What did you think of that?
He's usually on for 3 hours, but...
But what did you think of the show, I guess?
I thought the show was very good. It was, we didn't cover a whole lot of news. You know, sometimes Steve comes on and we go through news so fast we can't even get into dissecting it. But this was an excellent show, a very spiritual show, and it was a call to people to wake up because things are changing, and... whether you see it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's happening, and we need people to understand that. Now, today on our show, we will not bore you to death with what is being blasted on every single news media outlet, I think, in on air through satellite radio to TV networks.
Are we going to talk about Ryan?
I'm going to say one thing about Paul Ryan.
All right.
I'm going to read what he said about the NDAA. It says there have been some concerns over provisions in this bill relating to the detention of Al-Qaeda terrorists. Some have argued that these provisions do not provide adequate protection for Americans and would allow the president to detain American citizens within the United States for an indefinite amount of time if he deems them a terrorist. This is not the case. That's why he supports and did support it.
This is not the case.
Right.
So what is the case? Wait. Do we know what the case is? I mean, so did he explain what Section 1021 means?
He just goes on to say the U.S. has detained many Al-Qaeda or Taliban or associated groups under both Bush and Obama. The courts have affirmed the ability to do so. The authority was never explicitly stated in law. And it goes on to say the NDAA simply states the authority to authority in statute under the same terms as recognized by the courts.
All right.
So he just basically,
which is why,
it's a lie, or he was misinformed. It's neither are an excuse, and to see All four people, two presidential candidates, two vice presidential candidates, fully in support of this legislation, leaves me with absolutely no hope that we'll ever get a good person in the presidency again, and America might not even be around by the time the next presidential election comes around, and there might not even be an election this year.
Look, I've got a problem with the continuity of agenda and the merging of both parties into one, basically. I do. You do, too. I do. We all do. People who are awake can see it.
Yeah.
Joe, it's just, we all know that, I don't know, there's problems here. There's huge, huge difficulties with respect to our freedoms. They're on the line. And, you know, we didn't get here overnight. I'm working on a couple of articles right now, essentially just to talking about this very issue, and hope to have them out soon. But
yeah, we got a lot to
get
into.
Let's go.
I want to start by, there's an article on the Intel Hub. I'll post it in the chat room. The title of the article is "The Obama False Flag Attack That Would Suspend 2012 Elections." Now, this article gets into the representative from Tennessee, Kelly Kessling, that we talked about, that posted or sent an email out to his constituents that contained information from the article you wrote, "The Planned Reelection of Barack, the Planned Reelection of Obama Revolutionary Style."
That's right.
Now, in this, there was a big media fiasco about this, where they were saying, you know, it's a lying email, a lying article that talks about some kind of assassination attempt. They keep using the word assassination.
There's
problems here because we are being misrepresented. We never said that there would be an assassination. We said that there would be a possibility that Obama would use a false flag event against himself, his family, or this country, to keep and remain as the president of the United States. And many people, his own people in his party, have said that on mainstream news. There was a guy who said, you know, Obama needs, you know, something like another Oklahoma City to reconnect with the American people, kind of like Clinton did, you know.
Right.
So they're the ones saying that this is something he needs, his own people, his own strategists. We're just pointing out that this tactic has been used before. Not to keep power for presidents, but as far as I know, but it's been used in other countries, and this is how dictatorships turn into, like, pure dictatorships when something like this would happen, if it were to happen.
Well, look what happened with the Reichstag event of during Hitler's time. Look, and the reason I'm glad you brought this up is because here's the situation. And Judy McLeod, God bless her. I mean, she is right on the money with her instincts, her intuition, from Canada Free Press. And that's, folks, that's CanadaFreePress.com. We were talking about this today, and we both have this bad feeling about this. Because if you look at how this is being set up and painted, I never said directly that this was going to an assassination attempt was going to take place. Never said that. Never said it. And this Kelly Kessling grabbed a hold of this information from some Florida website that they said it. I didn't. And they used the article at Canada Free Press and HomelandSecurityUS.com as the basis for that. But it was they took it out of context. Okay.
Right.
Now think about this, okay? What better way can we be set up to be silenced?
Right.
And this is what Judy pointed out. She said, look, we're going to have to respond to this because, you know, here it goes again. What, it didn't work the first time? It didn't silence us the first time? So now they're going to go to round two here?
Yeah.
Using, do you understand what I mean? We're being set up. Look, I fully believe we are.
I was thinking about it today, thinking, you know, the DHS could be showing up at our house to talk to us about something that was never even came out of our mouths.
Yeah, yeah. Look, please, ladies and gentlemen, do not take this lightly.
It says this in the article you wrote. The source stated that from the point this point on, the DHS must become more responsive and aggressive. Watch for a false flag event against Obama or his family, something that will outrage Black America. It will be carefully choreographed, but executed in a manner that will evoke the ugliest of reactions and create racial chaos in this country that will make the Watts riots in 68 and the Rodney King riots pale in comparison. That's the third leg in this. And it never says anything to the, of the sort of any kind of assassination plot, assassination attempt. It says a false flag on his family, which could be, mean many things. It
That's
doesn't
right.
mean, you know, we're talking about someone trying to take his life. But, you know, this is the media spin. This is what they do. And
and I referenced the White House, the shooting at the White House, or the man who shot at the White House. not in, according to my source, that did not evoke the sympathy. And you know, hey, we've got perhaps some skinhead shooting at the White House. You know, at a Black president, the racial component, the social component in there. And look, I am genuinely concerned, folks. I am very concerned about how this is playing out and how this is being made to play out.
Yeah, and we have some important news regarding Civil War and the United States, the Department of Homeland Security, and the preparations that are being taken. NOAA, of all places, requests hollow point ammo for the Weather Service, 40,000 rounds. On August 9, 2012, the Department of Commerce for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, by way of the National Weather Service, put out a solicitation for a small variety of ammunition. The solicitation breaks down the requirements. 16,000 rounds of ammunition, semi-automatic pistols to be factory loaded, 40 caliber, 6,000 rounds of 125 grain, 40 caliber, 24,000 rounds of 40 caliber, 180 grain jacket hollow points. In all, 40,000 rounds of ammunition, only 500 Transtar 2 blue targets are being ordered. All the ammunition and targets are being spread out over the U.S. to three locations: Ellsworth, Maine, New Bedford, Massachusetts, Wall, New Jersey, and St. Petersburg, Florida.
Say what?
Yeah. Well, they said three, and there's four in here. And it says only the 24,000 rounds are being sent to Florida. No targets will be shipped there.
Right.
Also, the Department of Homeland Security to purchase another 750 million rounds of ammo on top of the 450 million rounds they've already purchased. Fears the federal authorities are preparing for mass civil unrest have increased after it was revealed that the DHS is planning to buy further 750 million rounds of ammo in addition to the 450 million rounds of hollow point bullets already purchased this year.
That's right.
And this goes on. It includes different types of ammunition, including 357 rounds. And it says there is a PDF file. The PDF for the solicitation lists different units of ammo required by the thousand, with the total ammo purchase exceeding 750 million rounds.
No, okay, you don't practice with hollow points, obviously.
No.
You do not do that.
Not unless you're testing vests, you know, or testing some kind of personal body armor equipment, but you don't need 750 million plus 450 million rounds. It's incredibly insane.
No.
And people who don't understand these pieces that are being put together in front of our eyes on a daily basis, if you go to our Facebook page, Team Canine on Facebook, there's a picture posted of what I talked about earlier, the mobile prison guard towers. These things are being spotted all over the United States in department store parking lots and sports areas on the street corners.
Well, what are?
These mobile prison guard booths.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're like...
they are...
They're armored pillboxes, and they're also... some on like crane type devices. By the way, Hipshot in the interactive chat said this about the ammo purchase, and I saw this on a law enforcement website. Could it be possible there's a supply and demand at play here? You know, making ammunition scarce, raising the price on ammunition, so it's not affordable by the common person, and making it scarce.
We'll take it one step further? What if they're buying it now because they know that they're going to ban it or regulate it in the future?
But that they would, but
they would still have access to it. Yeah,
yeah, the ban would not. So I'm kind of I like Hipshot with respect to what he or she said with respect to that. You know, I'm kind of wondering if the because look, I'm expecting. There's a lot I'm expecting, but you know, if you listen to the True Watchman. Oh, and folks, by the way, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the program tomorrow night, Augusto Perez will be on our program for the entire program. Augusto Perez
should be a very interesting interview. Looking forward to that.
We've got some very pointed questions for him, and I know that he's Joe. He's had some, you know, really foreboding feelings about the events coming up.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and also this may be premature, but I will put it out there anyway. The possibility we might be able to be interviewing Joel Gilbert, the director of Dreams from My Real Father.
Yeah.
We have a friend, Mr. Larry Grathwalt, who reached out to us and mentioned that he could possibly set that up. So we will keep you informed on that. But some stories we're going to get into tonight. We're going to take some of your phone calls. Treasury, U.S. to lose $25 billion on auto bailout.
Yep.
From the Treasury Department itself in a new report. Also, there is a sinkhole, H-bomb explosion equivalent.
Yeah, in the Assumption Parish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
and the earth is opening, and this is near a oil and gas. This is the oil and gas sinkhole disaster area. A possible breach of butane fuel or filled well 100 feet from
1,500 feet.
That Bayou Corns sinkhole, the size of 3 football fields, is so very serious. It has Assumption Parish Sheriff and local residents ordered to evacuate, worried about a catastrophic explosion. According to one scientist, in the Examiner, would be in the range of 1.5 B-83 thermonuclear bombs.
Yeah, you're
basically
talking about H-bombs.
100 times the blast of Hiroshima. The disaster is made all the more worrisome because the hole is believed to be close to a well containing 1.5 barrels of liquid butane.
Yeah, and people will say, well, look, you know, but sinkholes happen, right?
We're going to get into that. Also, U.S. banks told to make plans for preventing collapse, or other headlines have it as U.S. Banks given or told to prepare for coming collapse, not to prevent the collapse. These are two different kinds of articles going around here. Also, executive branch having porn problems. Bureaucrats risk national security over viewing porn. A Philadelphia police site preacher for being flashed by a female heckler while he was preaching on the street corner. They say his preaching was the reason for the female heckler to flash him, therefore setting him with disorderly conduct. We're going to get into that. Also,
I can't wait for that one.
U.S. Army super soldier, genetically modified humans won't need food or sleep. They are talking about creating superhumans, okay? They are talking about...
I
mean, this is the worst. Genetically modified humans. This is backed by DARPA and the Pentagon. $2 billion a year in funding that they're using to study this and create this. They say that some human, I don't even know how to pronounce this, chimeras have already been created outside of the public spotlight.
Okay.
The Lord is going to come down and strike us so fast with people doing things like this.
Yeah, it's interesting
this
because
is the death of the world, not just the nation, but the world.
Well, you know, people were on Steve Quayle and taking him to task for saying that he was crazy, you know, about this stuff.
In this book you got back here, Genetic Armageddon, I guarantee I could find what is talked about in this article is already laid out in this book that he wrote, what, how many years ago?
It was a while ago, but you're exactly right. I mean, look, you know,
2003.
When you start getting into this area, and we are, it's a game changer. And, look, this is not science fiction. I wish it were.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So there we have it.
Also, we're going to get into is none of insurgents are Syrian. This is from Press TV. They are saying that a British photographer who was captured by insurgents in Syria has said that his captors were foreign extremists, including several Britons, with not a Syrian in sight. Also, GOP sues to force Obama and Holder compliance on Fast and Furious.
It's worse than Watergate.
Yeah.
But so is the birth or eligibility issue. That's worse than Watergate. We also have news, too, that, you know, the only friend, basically, the Muslim Brotherhood has left is the Obama administration. The Saudis are turning turning their backs on the Muslim Brotherhood. It's interesting because now we've got, I don't know, folks, if you've seen this, but
Is this Egypt?
Egypt, yeah,
okay.
Morsi.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that a little bit later. But also, a new television station in Egypt is being created where it's run by women, and all the women are wearing these, full body coverings, these nijabs, I guess, nijibs, or I don't know how you pronounce that, but the only thing you've got is the opening for the slit in the eyes, and even their hands are covered by gloves. And it really, to me, it looks like, man, something out of like Halloween. Not to demean people, you know, seeking modesty, but you know, I remember when Roman Catholic nuns, sisters, you know, were covered. But at least they, you know, they had their face that was, you could see in their hands and such, but it was nothing like this in their old habits. But
yeah,
so that's that.
And we also have massive fish dying in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah,
reports, and also I just see a report now that three Chinese warships dock in Israel.
Yep.
I'm going to open this up and see what this is about.
I'm not sure if RPM, whose guest earlier talked about this or not.
It's a 5-day visit as a guest of they're there for 5 days as a guest of the Israeli Navy.
Okay. And you know, this I have an email from Steve Quayle. I do want to read too before we get too far into the program. I think it's important because you know his source V, okay, who is an individual in the tied to the financial world, okay. And I know that when I talked to Steve about this, he said, you know, I was free to talk about it. We were free to talk about it. But let me just give you this information because I think it's so important. And perhaps we'll do it again in the second hour. But the end game has been activated. And according to Steve's source, he said, I'm going to lay something out that no one else is talking about, but it's a huge issue. And the issue is the fact that the Russians are irate over the euro crisis. You see, they have had billions invested within the financial institutions and instruments in the Eurozone. They are also one of Europe's biggest natural gas supplier. So what do you get when all of a sudden countries in the Eurozone cannot pay their bill and the investments that you placed in Euro banks and the instruments go bust? Well, simple. You get angry. Especially when NATO is at the same time putting missile batteries at your doorstep to go alongside with their deadbeat attitude toward paying their bill. And this is all being viewed as an aggression by the Russians. The Russians are saying, hey, wait a minute, you guys are doing this against us. And the Russians will ultimately, according to Steve's source, cut the gas supplies. That's going to happen in the next few months. This has the potential to be deemed an act of war or an act of aggression, since Europeans are used to the idea of free handouts or footing the bill to a later date. And back in June, V stated that those that have the power, once they exit the pegs that are knocked from underneath the structure, look like this. And he describes it as follows. Banks are all braced for collapse. This is happening in the Eurozone and the U.S. Joe, you mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, U.S. banks have been ordered to brace for an October-November event.
Yeah, I'm going to mega banks plan for collapse with contingency plans on private police force. Also, I'm going to read a little bit of that article, but I'm going to post a link. I forgot to send this to Troy because I wasn't sure if it was exact. I wasn't sure on the message it was sending, but what it is CNBC, and I got to find the email here, had a show where they talked about this. They said that they're going to put the old economic Federal Reserve in a coma and create a new system, new money system.
And I'm sure headed by the very same people who destroyed the old one, too.
Yeah, and it says, this is it. CNBC video transcript says July import prices down 0.6%. But it talks about that they are going to put the currencies in a coma. And this has to do with the LIBOR scandal. And I'll get the article up here and post it in the chat room. But
well,
they want to, like we've been saying, create a new North American currency or a world currency.
And this goes right along with what the Steve Source is saying.
And also Ann Barnhart just put out an article saying all deposit protections are gone from all banks.
That's right.
So now they have it set up so when they want to crash the economy, there is no law preventing them from taking all the money out of your bank account and doing whatever they want with it.
No, that's true. And here's the thing, okay? This Steve Source continues. In the U.S., the plans were done back in 2009, not 2 years ago. I mean, just 2 years ago. The collapse that's coming, this October-November surprise, would allow J.P. Morgan. And folks, listen to this, man. I mean, this guy has been correct all along. So if what he's saying here comes to pass, think about this. The collapse plan would allow J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs to acquire Bank of America and Citigroup. Thus, post-collapse, there will be only two banking giants in the United States. You've got J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, and if you could do me a favor, and I don't know if you're logged into chat there, I sent you a private message on chat with a link to the video from
send it to
Troy, and whenever he can get that queued up, even at the top of the hour, if need be. That we can play it then, but it's important. Also, there's a U.S. drought sparks calls for emergency meeting on soaring food prices. They're talking about having an emergency G20 meeting at the end of August to discuss whether emergency international meeting is required to tackle soaring food grain prices caused by the worst drought in a half of century. I don't know if this would be the first. It says, a French agriculture ministry official said the call would decide whether to convene the first meeting of the G20's Rapid Response Forum. The body was created last year to promote early discussion among decision makers about abnormal market conditions with the aim of avoiding unilateral action. And it talks about them meeting as soon as possible. And these people are, the elected and the unelected. These people are the global talking heads for the bankers and policymakers carrying out orders delivered to them by the central banks and all from different countries. So we will have, people from China and India telling us, what we need to do with our production of food.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like to do here is let me finish with this end game scenario here. that I was talking about.
Okay.
Because, you know, again, this is from Steve's source and financial source. So, okay, what you said, basically, okay, everything all fits together. But, look, what's going to happen is, again, is just to reiterate here, there's going to be two banking giants in the U.S., J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. And Sachs is going to move to a full-blown retail commercial banking. Goldman Sachs branches will be in your neighborhood where you can open a checking account for the new digital currency that you will be carrying. And Morgan Stanley will ultimately be killed off, and energy companies are pulling out. He goes on, energy companies are pulling out, apart from the Russians and the mess they are in with the euro. Companies like Royal Dutch Shell, that's the largest company in the world, energy company that is in the world, has pulled out all of their assets from the euro. So think, I mean, oh wow, just think about that. They've already done that. ExxonMobil and BP are soon to follow. This will accelerate the global crash even faster. And they're looking at maybe a few months within the next, or I'll say within the next 4 or 5 months. He didn't say this, but that's kind of what I'm saying.
We're looking at an economic crisis, a war, or some kind of catastrophe, as there will need to be. And Rick Wilde had an excellent show today. He pointed out the fact that Obama had a fundraiser this weekend in Chicago. The price was $51 a ticket, and he didn't even sell, like, maybe half the tickets. While Romney, you know, and Paul Ryan are drawing big crowds, basically he was stating that Obama does not have the support of the American people. No way does he have the majority of the support. And he says, and I think he's correct in his assumption, that people who might not even normally vote will go out of their way to vote to get Obama out of office. So
then what? Okay, did Rick say, like, what was his thought?
That there, you know, would be something that would happen. Obama, he also stated this, which I thought was interesting, that Obama and Netanyahu are meeting in September. And he said, don't buy into the media narrative
right.
that they are not friends. They are, you know, preparing to attack Iran, and they're going to strike a deal. You know, he thinks they're going to strike some kind of deal to keep Obama in power, let him go, you know, do that as long as he supports the war on Iran, which all goes along with the central bank's plan to put in a central bank in every single country on this world to consolidate and complete the one world economy.
Yeah. Now, folks, look, I believe that Obama and Netanyahu I believe Rick Wilde, with what he said with respect to Netanyahu and Putin. However, I don't think that they're buddy-buddy. I think that Putin is using Netanyahu, okay? I don't think that they're friends at all. I mean,
Putin and Netanyahu?
Didn't you say Putin?
I said Obama and Netanyahu.
Oh, I'm sorry. Obama and Netanyahu. But boy, maybe that was a Freudian slip or what? Obama and Netanyahu. I do not believe they're friends. I think Netanyahu is of the opinion you keep your friends close and your enemies closer, because I don't think Netanyahu trusts Obama one bit. And I think that,
could they strike an agreement to where Obama says, you know, you go to war with Iran on this date, giving him enough time to stop the elections under national security, you know, at wartime, something like that, where, you know.
Yes, but I don't think he would phrase it like that, though. I mean, I don't know. I'm not privy to that level of information. But
no, but we
you're
see
right. Yeah.
So many people, the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government is obviously gearing up for something. There's no doubt about it. We have seen way too much evidence. Now there are articles being written every single day about, you know, civil war. There's the editorial, the Civil War in 2016.
Right.
And,
well,
you know,
that was a white paper, basically. It was a scenario, like a Red Cell report, but it was done by a colonel.
And this,
and no one listens to them, by the way.
This kind of this kind of reporting now seems to be coming out almost like propaganda, like the conditioning of the Iran war, knowing we're going to go to a war with Iran, like almost like it's getting it in your mind that so when it does happen, you won't be surprised. Almost, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I see, look, I agree. And I had an interesting conversation today with someone who said, hey, here, and this person said, here's what I think. I think you're full of, you know what? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we're going to have the elections and Romney is going to win by a landslide and undo the damage that Obama did. And we're going to get back on the right track. I said, okay. You know, I mean, I could be totally wrong with respect or incorrect with respect to what's taking place. But how do you explain then? Let's say that does happen, and it could happen where Obama loses handily. He walks out of the White House. You know, he's done. He accepts it, just like Jimmy Carter. Nothing happens. Now, does that make us wrong? I mean, were we all wrong?
We've never said that it was going to happen.
Right.
We're pointing out the possibility of looking at a number of different pieces of evidence.
This is what we're hearing.
Right. I mean, we're looking at this from...
But how do you explain the ammunition? And my response to this individual, how do you explain the ammunition purchases? How do you explain the rash of executive orders?
Yeah.
And what do you do about the...
Just look at the cities now. Look at the army being on the streets of all these cities. All these pictures we get. All these reports put out of these police/military vehicles full of troops standing in the streets in case of protest. And they are really pushing... to have the military on the streets. They want this civil unrest. And like I said before, I believe they want to be able to cut off the federal aid, which is reaching 100 million Americans right now. And once they do that and, you know, the fabric of society unravels, people are going to be killing each other over anything. And after a couple weeks of that, then the DHS will roll in
and
take out the rest of the survivors. Or take in the rest of the survivors, whatever they plan on doing with us. But none of it's good, and it all roads lead to Rome, that saying. All roads that we are headed on right now lead to war, destruction, and the complete obliteration of our country.
Yeah. Look, and again, as Steve Source says, we're in the final phases, really, of a massive upheaval. With the Olympics distraction over for the basic general masses, look for another distraction to fill the headlines. Okay, now you've got the possibility of a large-scale regional war that has the potential to spin out of control into a full-scale global war, World War III. With the close of the Olympics, the state of the economies worldwide, the elites have nothing else up their sleeves to distract their masses.
Speaking of which,
the masses, not their masses.
What did we learn about the Olympics? Because there's so much hype.
Well, we learned, and we touched on this with
right.
Steve. I mean, I asked him flat out. I think, you know, what's the hype about the Olympics? And
was this all these subliminal and oddities, anomalies put out there to distract the public from what the real problems are?
Well, you know, when I got from Steve, there are two separate issues there. You've got the satanic ritualistic things going on built into inherent with the Olympics. You've got the plus the symbolism and kind of the advancement of the Illuminati in a way. But then you've got you've got that, and you've got this, it's just a huge, it's kind of like the OJ trial for the global, for the global masses in terms of everyone's watching this, okay? Everyone, remember the OJ Simpson trial back in the 90s, everyone was watching that and they were distracted. And, I mean, you could have, you know, there could have been a lot happen, and I'm sure were a lot happened behind the scenes or, you know, while people had their eyes on that trial and so that's the impression I got from Steve. And again, that was from the Saturday's program, because I think he did a good job. And of course, again, stressing too the satanic, if you will, or the Illuminati aspect of this and the symbolism. It's games, if you will, for mm-hmm. the well, not. I mean, literally, they're games.
Yeah, they are. No, they're platforms to, just like you said.
Well, one last thing, okay. Now, you had mentioned about Anne Barnhart earlier,
mm-hmm.
okay. This is the last thing I'm going to mention about Steve Soros, too. Bank hacks. And Steve Soros has said, he's been saying to everyone, get your funds out of the accounts. And here's another reason why. Apart from the banking hacks that are occurring, no one's talking about these, which, by the way, is affecting close to 200 banks worldwide. Remember the 60 or so banks, according to news reports, where there was hacking activity and people, the funds were missing. There was a drawdown on funds, and then they attributed it to bank hacks. Well, this apparently is affecting close to 200 banks worldwide, and it's there's two parts to this. One is the people that need to be, that know about things in advance, they're getting their money, their money's out of the banks. And the second thing is there's this Gauss virus that is supposedly affecting the Middle East, according to Steve Soros, confirmed a Stuxnet created for the banking system, which has all the hallmarks of yet another central banking / intelligence agency operation. And it's a beta test, a trial run. There's a more powerful version which will be unleashed right before a collapse that's going to encompass all of the banks. And there's a name for this virus, and because that name, I'm not going to mention the name only because it could be changed at the last minute. But that's kind of what this what Steve Soros is saying. And again, that's stevequayle.com. Stevequayle.com. I haven't been there today. I'm not sure if he put that on his website or not. But it's an interesting, and I would say, Joe, I would say it's a very important read for everyone.
Yeah, so. I agree. Another story we're going to be getting into here. Monsanto award of $1 billion against DuPont reveals new dimension of genetic patent wars.
Yes.
The legal battle between Monsanto and farmers around the world continues unabated. On one hand, farming groups of all sizes as well as seed businesses are increasingly suing Monsanto for widespread genetic manipulation and also to counter Monsanto's own vast patent infringement attacks against those unwitting enough to have their even organic crops cross-pollinate by Monsanto's GM products. Now, we talked about this cross-pollination and what this means. Monsanto, say you have a farm. Across the street, Monsanto has a farm or a farmer planting their seeds. The pollen or the whatever travels will infect the neighbor's crops, the
yep.
organic crops, and turn them into a type
of
Monsanto patented corn. Therefore, Monsanto can sue the farmer, even though he didn't plant their seeds. He didn't, you know.
Yep.
It's complete lawlessness. But
the wind takes the seed, the seed germ, and pollinates the farmer's land.
Yeah, it says, however, Monsanto exerts an overwhelming amount of pressure for perceived patent infringements, constantly suing farmers for their contamination of the farmer's own land. Aside from being a billion-dollar industry with their biotechnology used in genetically engineered seeds and companion products like Roundup herbicide, they use patent infringement lawsuits to thickly line their coffers. And apparently, they have the support of the legal system in doing so.
Yep.
This is a huge problem for anybody who wants the ability to eat free, genetically modified free food, organic food. This is an attack on farmers, and this is being allowed to happen by the executive and judicial, all the branches of government. We have the EPA, which is turned into a enforcement arm on farmers, flying drones over their houses, turning wet, you know, taking people's houses away from them, saying they're wetlands. There are constant crimes committed by the EPA on a daily basis. And, you know, Monsanto is a corporation which is directly in bed in all aspects of the U.S. government. You have Bill Gates involved in Monsanto. They want, really, to infect us so much that, I mean, these things are toxic. They have been known to, in rats, studies in mice and rats, they produce rapid kidney or organ failure.
You know, it's almost... It's almost a reasonable, okay, if you don't know what you know now, listeners, okay, folks that are listening to this program, let's say you don't know anything right now. If Monsanto could manufacture a special type of hybrid vegetable corn, whatever, with, you know, that resist is insect resistant, bug resistant, because, you know, who wants to go to the farmer's market and pull down a husk and see the little crawly, creepy crawly things on your vegetables and corn and stuff. So in a way, I mean, it seems, hey, wow, that's not a bad idea. You know, you've got this vegetable resistant or these insect resistant vegetables and like corn and stuff. And you think, okay, without knowing what you know, it almost sounds at face like a good idea.
Yeah.
But then you realize, well, man, they're poisoning us. It is, as Alex Jones calls it, a slow kill.
They're poisoning us. They're poisoning all the food, and they are trying to pretty soon. I mean, at this pace, there won't be anything that is not genetically modified.
That's right.
Any crops. But getting back to this, I'm gonna. We mentioned a bunch of headlines. Now I want to get into some of them. U.S.
Okay.
Super Soldier, U.S. Army.
Oh, this is
super
crazy.
Super Soldier. Genetically modified humans won't need food or sleep. And I think I read this, but we'll do it one more time. The next
I'd like
frontier,
to be able to be a... they have that in pill form?
Yeah. You don't want to be one of these people.
No.
The next frontier of genetic modification is not centered around a certain fruit or vegetable, but humans. More specifically, military personnel. Genetically modified humans is the next venture for biotechnology companies working with the U.S. military with the admitted goal of producing super soldier that does not require food, sleep to perform Olympic-style physical feats. The genetically modified humans or super soldiers will even be able to regrow limbs that were destroyed by enemy fire and live off their fat stores for extreme lengths of time. Backed by a $2 billion a year funding, the Pentagon's Defense Analysis Research Project Agency, DARPA, recently unleashed the news after years of secret experimentation and study. It goes on to talk about the mad scientist. DARPA, of course, has earned the nickname of the mad scientist wing of the military for its rampant experiments in modifying life and fusing biology and technology. In working with killer drones, DARPA earlier this year was developing research into contact lens-mounted displays that could transport information from drones into the eyeballs of soldiers. Furthermore, the agency was also developing helmets in which soldiers could communicate telepathically with the kill drones. It goes on. The announcement ties in with the 2045 project. The project offers immortality to the wealthy elite who financially back it and touts artificial bodies and brains for the humans to achieve immortality. And this, my friends, is what will be the end. This is the end game for the elites. They want to achieve immortality. This is their something they can't do because they know if they die, they will, if not in good regards or relationship with the Lord, they will spend the eternity in hell, and they don't want that. And maybe this has something to do with the verses in the Bible that say, in those days, you know, they will pray that death come upon them, but, you know, death will not find them. Who
yeah.
knows? Hopefully they never get to the point. I mean, we worry about our own United States military turning on us now if something bad were to happen. These super genetically modified humans probably won't have a conscience. So imagine.
Well, yeah, and that's one thing that Steve brings up. And folks, if you have the ability, definitely order Steve's book, Genetic Armageddon. I mean, I got to tell
yeah.
you something.
I'll put it up on the screen here.
Fair in that book. I mean,
it's
I read
a huge book.
Yeah, you know, look, I read that book, I think it was in 2004 or 2005. And I thought, oh, come on. You know, I know I even remember calling Steve up or talking to him and saying, come on, you know, are you really serious? do you believe this stuff? And yeah, and he was very patient with me to bring me along in terms of, I was a tough sell, and I still am a tough sell.
And let me see what he writes here, because I know he talks, he has a couple chapters, I'll give you the names of, I, Robot, and I bet that is about the elite's plan of, you know, immortality.
Well, yeah, and he gets into that about this creation of the super soldier. And look, you know, it's stuff, when I read it, I thought, oh, come on, this is science fiction stuff. but you know, if they were doing it back in 2000 or back in a decade plus ago, you know that they've come a long way. Or if Steve was writing about this more than a decade ago, you know that they've come a long way on this. And I just want to address a couple of things. Go ahead.
I just want to read this paragraph. This is from his book, Genetic Armageddon, from 2003. The hope is to enter the superhuman category through the back door, perhaps the only option for those who want to rid the planet of human beings while avoiding being in the group purged. If you can't be a born Superman, then make yourself into the equivalent of a $6 million man with cyborg parts to replace old, worn-out limbs, eyes, and perhaps even brain cells. He says RoboCop may be walking the beat in your neighborhood in the near future. Just don't expect him to be a public servant. Instead, plan on him being his servant, or perhaps his victim. And it just goes on to say, in other words, if you can whip them, join them. By disregarding your humanity and rebuilding yourself into a creature of flesh and metal that is greater than even a god. And that's their plan. That's been Lucifer's plan since the beginning, to put himself above the Most High, to try to be like God. He is doing that and using the New World Order and the evil, or the people on this earth who will turn to evil for material wealthiness in this lifetime, you know, in exchange for their soul, which in my mind would never be a bargain. You know, like I always tell people, you could offer me $100 trillion cash right now, you know.
What price your soul? What price is your soul?
Yeah, it's priceless, and my soul belongs to the Lord.
You know,
and it will remain that way, no matter threats offered or threats, you know, given, money offered. It doesn't matter.
By the way, I got to tell you, this is a little awkward. Me looking at you through a monitor. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, look, a couple of things. I'm kind of monitoring it because of where I'm at here. I'm kind of able to monitor the chat room, and it's kind of interesting because I've never been able to do that before. And I like this. It's different. I'm kind of multitasking impaired. I can really only think and talk about one thing. I really can't follow along every comment. But nonetheless, having said that, look, you know, folks, there are some people that say, not sure about this or not sure about that. Or, you know, feel free to give us a call at 661-244-9839. 661-244-9839, because we'll put you on air. I know we've got some callers on hold. Just hang in there, please. I want to get through this, uninterrupted news, because a lot of stuff happened over the weekend that we're talking about right now.
We have a lot of people who missed the beginning of our show. We did get into the Department of Homeland Security NOAA buying of ammunition. We did get into what else? The Treasury. These are some of the headlines we talked about. The Treasury, $25 billion loss of the auto bailout, the sinkhole in Louisiana, the executive branch porn problem, our big banks quietly preparing for imminent financial collapse. We mentioned those, talked a little bit about some of them, but we are not finished. We're going to go back and get into much more. We got about 6 minutes before the break. Let me get into this article here. Philadelphia police cite preacher for being flashed by female heckler. In Philadelphia, an evangelist was cited.
I'll tell you, every time
there's something with that word, I just have a problem. Sorry, guys. Was cited with disorderly conduct Friday night after a woman passing by stopped and exposed herself as he was preaching. So this, you have, just imagine this: you're in your, you're on a, in a neighborhood, you're walking down the street and you see a preacher just preaching to whoever's listening or nobody, you know, and somebody walks by them and, you know, flashes them. Say this is a woman preaching, okay, and say it is a man who does the flashing. You know, that is, you would arrest them. The man would be looked for. I listen to my police scanner app often, and in my city we have interesting things going on all the time, but I heard on the scanner somebody did that last week, flashed some lady and ran away. Well, the police were out looking for him in full force. This was like at 10 in the morning. But in this case, they turn around and cite the preacher for disorderly conduct.
Yeah, how does that work?
It goes on to say, Mike Stockwell of Cross County Evangelicalism says that he was in open-air preaching on the infamous South Street in Philadelphia late Friday, which is popular a popular downtown area known for its bars, Wiccan and New Age shops, and sexually oriented businesses. Three other Christians accompanied Stockwell, including Joseph Toy Jr. of Open Air Campaigners. We were having a great night of lifting up Jesus on South Street with many tracks going out, and Mike Stockwell was declaring God's word, Toy said, who has been involved in public ministry since 1984. He explained that the police were watching the men from the other side of the street but took no issue with the preaching. Stockwell agrees. It was going well. We weren't having any problems with anyone. However, approximately 20 minutes into the outreach, after a cheesesteak restaurant owner complained about their presence, police confronted Stockwell and the others. Lieutenant Thomas McCain later explained this to the men. He came up to me and he's like, "Can you get these guys out of here?" The ordeal was captured on video, and I'll have to pull up the rest of the article to get.
Well,
continues because it's you got to hear the rest of the story, because when I read it, it was amazing. And then we'll go to our break. Stockwell, who was stationed across from the bar that was blaring music outside, lowered the volume on his small headset amplification device in order to comply with the police request, and continued speaking. "It's by faith you are saved, not of yourselves. It's a gift," Stockwell preached. "Cry out to God today that he would give you the repentance to believe." However, Stockwell spoke, a young female heckler bent to the ground, mockingly bowing down. Then she rose up and asked Stockwell if he would like to see her breast and exposed herself.
Wait a minute. So she solicited him, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
She said came up to him, bowed down, and then exposed her, said, "Would you like to see my breast?" and exposed herself. Well, after this,
okay, here's the bottom line with this. I believe this is an attack on Christianity. I believe that this is an overt attack on Christianity. I believe that this is starting. Look, if this guy was a Muslim imam, for example, I don't believe that an arrest would be made.
Right.
Or a charge would be laid against the man because of this incident.
No. And but that doesn't even matter. Like I said, if it was a female preacher and a male, would they do the same thing? But it goes on to say, the preacher, the officer said, "That's it, get down here. Disorderly conduct, you're going to be charged with." And he thought the officer was referring to the woman, but realized seconds later that it was him they were talking about. He shockingly exclaimed, "She did it, sir. A girl comes up and exposes her breast to me, and I get charged with disorderly conduct." Officer explained, "You're drawing a crowd, and that young lady exposing herself, that ended it. Once you cross that boundary of freedom of speech and drawing a malicious or out-of-order crowd, that's when we have to stop it." So pretty soon, if preachers are on the corner preaching and somebody comes up and grabs a gun in front of him and shoots somebody else, the preacher could be charged with, you know, inciting that. This is going down a very dangerous path, and when you have police or officers who are willing to carry out orders of arresting people like this, or doing it themselves from their own ambitions, being angry because the pastor's there preaching the word of God, you know, our country, this is what removes the hope for law enforcement for me. This and you know, the constant.
Yeah. In the larger sense, I think that these are. Don't you believe, though, Joe, that these orders are coming down from the? In other words, I don't believe that the average cop on the street is going to say
yes,
or you know, charge that guy.
I would bet that they are saying,
I mean, the preacher.
You know, it's a certain officers that they know. Will, you know, I'm sure there's police officers in the station, you know, that are Christian that wouldn't follow orders like that because
Right. Obviously
that's not the law. But I'm sure that there are departments where certain types of cops are pulled aside and said, hey,
exactly,
if you see this, you know, make sure you stop it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now we're facing the top of the hour break. I just want to say a couple of things here, if I may, before Joe. I just want to, Joe and I have been humbled over the last couple of weeks. We have
we've been blessed.
We've been blessed with you folks helping us out, you know, contributing some financial. We've received your financial contributions. We are just, I mean, we're hitting our knees because. You know, we're going down on our knees and thanking God for your assistance.
Yes.
You know, and I'm gonna tell you right now, without your assistance, I don't think we could continue to be on the air, and
we could, but we would just be
a hurting pup.
Right.
And,
I mean,
well, one of the
I'll
things,
never go out there regardless, but
no, but there's a difference between. In fact, one of the we did make arrangements to keep on the air, and this was exhibited Saturday when Steve was on. When Steve was on Saturday, I had my reservations about this. I thought, wow, this is just unlucky or weird things that happen and explainable, but. We kept getting knocked off, and there was, through your contributions, we set up and I'm not going to get too far into the technical aspects of things, but there was a method, something we did Saturday, or something that we did, we were able to simply press a few buttons, and all of a sudden now we were originating out of a different country, okay, our broadcast. Now, again, I'm not going to get into the particulars. You would never know it. You won't find out how we did it because we had the. It took us. It was quite an expense. But see, here's the thing. Through all the attempts on Saturday to knock Steve off and to mess with our program, it was because of what you folks had done and our ability to invest in.
We've been able to upgrade many software systems, and now I think we are going to be able to upgrade to a new studio supercomputer, which are in desperate need of, and
which will allow us not for the sake of having a computer, because but this will allow us, between the software and the hardware, it's going to allow us to reach more people, even larger than the BTR realm or that BTR platform. It's going to be.
I got an interesting, we're going to go to break here, but I just want to tell you guys this. We are getting requests from people. There is a media somewhere in some university. I got to find the email.
Yeah.
There is a media research department, and the owners of StubHub, the ticket company, have started a video internet broadcasting internet radio shows.
They
contacted us and offered to put us on their show for free, and I guess it has a pretty big audience, and we have to get back in contact with these people, but we are getting requests like this, and it is just so wonderful to know that we are making a difference, and hopefully we can continue to do so. I know we will continue to broadcast no matter what.
That's right.
As long as we are helping people, that is the most important part.
And the reason I mention this, though, I just want to make sure that folks understand this. We will always be good stewards with the blessings that are bestowed upon us. We don't we will always be good stewards, and we will
absolutely,
you know, use any assistance that we receive wisely to expand and to get the word of God along with the word or with the news out to as many people as possible.
And not only that, when we are blessed, we are practicing tithing. We do
yes.
what we can to use
yes.
those blessings to bless other people, which
yes.
is, you know, required of us. And
that's right.
You know, it's such a blessing to be able to be blessed enough to be able to bless someone else. It's so amazing. And the more you bless people, the more it comes back around to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's $10, you know, I mean, look, you know,
hey, a dollar.
A dollar, whatever we can do to change or to advance the word or to advance the getting the word out there, that's what we're doing. So it's, you know, again, I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart. We're doing our best.
Absolutely.
You know, but that said, we're still pretty far from, you know, we're still pretty far from our goals. But
that's okay.
It's okay.
Progress,
it's okay. Yeah.
And we're making progress at the Lord's pace. The Lord is giving us what we can handle at this specific time. You know, maybe we don't know. We could be, you know, in a different position where we're overwhelmed with,
Yeah.
He's given us what we can handle, and that's what he does, and that's what's so beautiful.
But Steve and I and Joe were talking, though, and now I'm going to end this, and then we'll go to break, but we were talking about this. It's interesting because, you know, a door really, you know, slams, and another one opens. It's we don't make the decisions. I mean, it's like God. I mean, God is, or we're acting on behalf. We're just watchmen, I guess. According to Ezekiel 33, we are charged with being watchmen. We're trying to fulfill that role, and that's I just hope that we can fulfill that, you know, in the manner that that we are charged with. Folks, we're going to get to on the other side of the break. We're going to get to your calls. And if you want to get in line for the calls, that's 661-244-9839, 661-244-9839. And I want to thank you for sharing your time with us on this Monday evening's broadcast. You guys are terrific people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
God bless you all. And stay tuned. We've got a lot more, including your calls on the other side.
Hi, folks. Doug Hagman here. You might know me as the co-host from the Hagman and Hagman Report, or as a frequent guest on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. If you're like me, you're tired and confused over today's headlines. You just don't know where to turn for accurate, concise information about really what's going on, what's truly going on in today's society. If you don't know where to turn for accurate, well-researched, and properly vetted news, I've got a suggestion. In fact, it's a requirement. Bookmark Canada Free Press. That's CanadaFreePress.com on the internet. It's just not for Canada. It's for news across the world. Judy McLeod, founding editor, has put together a vast array of talented writers like Kelly O'Connell, Daniel Greenfield, Dr. Ilana Johnson-Powell. A lot of guest columnists, very talented writers. Folks, that's Canada Free Press at CanadaFreePress.com. Now mobile friendly. Follow on Facebook. Because without America, there is no free world.
If you are stumped, you don't know what kind of gift to give to a friend or a loved one, I'm telling you, you must go to 4physics.com. That's the numeral 4, PHYSICS.com. This is your one-stop shopping palace. That's the only way I can put it. I could spend easily an hour on this website. Innovative, fun, educational. There are games, books, weather instruments, unique time-telling devices, jewelry, optical devices, laboratory equipment. Let me give you an example. We all know we can tell time with a sundial. You've seen those advertised. Did you know that you could tell time by the stars? At 4physics.com, you can buy a horologium nocturnum. This was a navigational device used in the 15th century by navigators at night to tell time by the stars. It's beautifully crafted in the shape of a pendant made of bronze and pewter or gold and silver. Absolutely a stunning gift. I would be proud to give it to anyone. You must go to 4physics.com. Even if you're not stumped, that's 4physics. That's the numeral 4, PHYSICS www.homelandsecurity.com. It's your one-stop shopping palace. Any problems that you have, I don't know what to get Grandpa, I don't know what to get my loved one, that's unique, you will find it at 4physics.com. Please take my word for it. Go to the website, but give yourself a lot of time because you're not going to want to leave 4physics.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
And folks, I want to tell you a little bit about Freeze Dry Guy. Look, you know, if you're like me, if you're like most people, you're out there, you don't have a lot of money, you just don't have a lot of time, you don't know what to do, really, in preparation. I mean, you do, but you're looking for the shortcut, if you will. You know, everyone's looking for the shortcut. I got to tell you something. Contact Freeze Dry Guy by phone and say, look, I've got a family of three. Here are my needs, or I've got a family of three. I haven't prepped yet, or whatever it is. Folks, give him a call. Go to HomelandSecurityUS.com. That's HomelandSecurityUS.com. Click on the Freeze Dried Guy banner, the ad to the right on the right hand side of our show page or our front page, and there you will find all sorts of information. You'll see August specials. You'll see various survival packs and so on. Give Freeze Dry Guy a call. Tell him Doug recommended, Doug Hagman or the Hagman and Hagman Report recommended you to give him a call. He'll help you out. He will do that. And he'll spend the necessary time to do it. One of the few people in the business. And that's my recommendation.
Since the Colorado Theater shooting, most of the media has wanted to jump all over the issue of whether or not AR-15 rifles and assault weapons should even be sold to the public. It is the same story every time an incident like this happens. Most of the arguments wind up centered on the Second Amendment. So what was the Second Amendment really about, and what does it protect these kind of weapons? Ben has the reality check you won't see anywhere else.
Immediately following the Colorado Theater shooting, the national media had already resigned themselves to pontificating over the Second Amendment and the role of guns in society. Hours after that shooting in Aurora, Colorado, CNN's Piers Morgan asked this question. Quote, "You tell me a good reason why we should not strengthen the law now to stop another young man like him going into a store tomorrow, buying four more weapons, 6,000 rounds of ammunition on the internet, and killing and shooting another 70 people in America." Appears as simply pushing a political agenda rather than looking at the facts. I told you last night that national media are ignoring major troubling questions about what happened in Colorado, and we're working on more on that coming up in the next few weeks. But tonight, we're looking at the Second Amendment. I have to warn you, though, because the Second Amendment is very politically incorrect, and the man who helped bring that to light last week, rapper Ice-T.
Yeah, it's legal in the United States. It's part of our Constitution. You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Well, the ATF gun runner and...
Doug Hagman. One guy that doesn't need a bullhorn to get your attention.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this August 13th, 2012 edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report. Today is Monday. The first hour, we got into a lot of news covering all the current events we could.
I think the ones that are extremely important. And I've got to tell you,
and we missed
a lot of white noise out there. A lot of diversions. Look, the economy is a big thing, too.
Yeah.
Watch that. This is coming.
And I wanted to start this hour by reading a passage I've been practicing every day before the show to open my Bible and wherever it falls open to, find something in there, you know, to read. And this is what I came across in the book of Titus, verse 5. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. But speak thou things which become sound doctrine, that aged men be sober, grave, tempered, sound in faith, in charity, and patience. And aged women likewise, that they be in behavior, and becometh holiness, not false accusers, not giving much wine, teachings of good things. And it goes on to say, you know, teach your children the doctrine, the sound doctrine. You know, love your wives, love your husbands, love your children. Do not partake in anything that is ungodly, and call out evil where you see it. And that last couple sentences was just me summarizing what it goes into. But I just found that encouraging. And I could really do the whole show every day just reading from the Bible and talking about the wonderful messages and, you know, stories. And just the scriptures are so inspiring. And I myself need to make a effort to get into them more each and every day.
Well, you know, I do the same thing, and except I don't play roulette with a Bible like you. And I don't mean it. I'm not saying that demeaning. Like, you know, I don't check things out at random, because I like to kind of I search for things, and I like to focus on certain things. And I came, and I'm going to leave you with this. I came across Ephesians chapter 5. And I thought, wow, what, you know, how appropriate Ephesians chapter 5 is, the entire chapter, but this particular verse. And I think this is where we, as a radio show, as people who are telling you or kind of giving you information, I think this is so important for us to embrace. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Okay, so what this is telling me personally is, hey, you know, first of all, don't be deceived. Don't deceive others, because you're going to get your butt kicked if you do. And don't be partakers with them. Don't join them. You know, if you can't beat them, join them. No. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now you're light with the Lord. In the Lord, walk as children of light. And if we can accomplish that, and you as listeners, if you can accomplish that, wow. You know, what a great. And it goes on to talk about fellowship and such. So, yeah. So that's my take as well as yours. And there we have it. So let's get into solid hour number two of the Hagman and the Hagman Report.
I want to start out by this report I came across on from the New York Times. two killed in shooting near Texas A&M campus.
Yeah,
so I haven't been able to find this on the mainstream too much.
Well, I've gotten emails about this. In fact, on our law enforcement list, we got some information on this. But it's, again, the first reports. So
there was a drill also taking place too. From what I understand, I'll pull up that info. I wanted to mention
that. I think that was on or near campus, the drill, and I'm not sure how that might relate to the shooting. I believe the shooting was a constable serving some papers, and I think it got ugly, and the constable was shot, and then the police got responded, and there was some gunfire. That's my understanding. In summary, I don't believe that it really has. Or should be given much more traction than that. I don't, unless we find out more here in the short term. But that's what I see.
Yeah. Also, we talked about the ammunition in the first hour being purchased by NOAA and the Department of Homeland Security. We mentioned that the GOP is suing Obama and Holder. Suing Holder to force Obama compliance and Holder compliance on Fast and Furious.
Let me tell you something.
Now, this is what we talked about. They ruled and voted that Holder was in contempt of Congress. They could have arrested him there. This is just window dressing and political...
It's posturing. That's all it is. There's nobody that is going to unseat Holder.
No.
Before the elections?
No.
Nobody. Nobody is going to unseat Holder. And you know something? Okay, what really got me, here's what really got me. Wayne Allenroot, and I'm going to divert just for a second. Wayne Allenroot last week comes out and says, hey, well, you know, the stories of college transcripts, and if I were Romney, I would demand, I'll show you mine if you show me yours type thing. And, of course, that was parroted by Sean Hannity on his program, where they were talking political strategy. It seems like no one cares anymore about the truth of the matter. No one cares about the constitutional issues. No one cares that this guy that we've got in the White House is a Manchurian candidate at worst, an enemy of the state at worst. Yes, I said that, so if you want to send the Secret Service to my house for saying that, go ahead,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Or my office, you know where I live.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anything more than you don't already know.
Yeah, and from what we've seen from Bush in his term, two terms, Obama now, and if Romney gets in office or Obama, one thing is common, the continuity of agenda.
That's right.
And nothing will change. If you're voting for Romney, you're voting for Obama pretty much in principle because they stand for the same things, but you will have... some differences in minor things, but I want to get in. Let's move on here. We're going to get into this. Obama, a new vision of America, of an America in which prosperity is shared. Too many folks still don't have a sense that tomorrow will be better than today. And so the question in this election is, which way do we go? President Obama asked at a fundraiser in Chicago on Sunday that I will add. Was charging $51 per ticket and only sold about half of the tickets.
Now, wait, Joe, let me ask you a question. Are we sure about this? Because, look, I have a problem with that statement. I mean, I know what is being said publicly.
Well, yeah.
I've got a problem with that because I don't believe that. I think that Obama wants us to think that he's the underdog.
Well,
I think it's a tactic.
I don't know if he could be playing the underdog with one side of his mouth and
Debbie, thank you for slapping Joe upside the head.
Politico, 1,000 attended half full fundraiser. These could be disinformation ad or articles.
Yes, I do think so.
But it is on Breitbart. It's all around that it got picked up. So I wanted to mention that. But continuing with this. Do we go forward towards a new vision of an America in which prosperity is shared, Obama asked, or do we go backward to the same policies that got us into this mess in the first place? Well, I got an answer to that. How about we go back to the policies that made this the most prosperous nation in the world? How about we go back to making government serve the people in a very minor role, helping people get dependent on themselves instead of government or independent And we see too much now that there is dependency on the government for, you know, from food stamps. And I heard arguments on, we got a satellite radio, okay? We just got a satellite radio given to us. And I've been playing with the different channels, listening to it, and they got a Media Matters channel on there. And you should hear some of this. I mean, I had to even pull out my phone and record the audio from what I was hearing. The spin these guys put on. Obama promised to cut the deficit in half on his first term. He said if he doesn't, the American people will have to hold him accountable.
Right.
Now he is saying that, well, it's a slow process to recovery, and I need more time, and it's Bush's fault, you know, blah, 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 blah.
But see, look,
it's not true.
Well,
Obama spent more money than all presidents that's before him combined. So he's the 44th president.
But who helped him do that?
The central banks.
But who else helped him do that?
The
look,
government.
He doesn't, okay.
I mean, it's the whole government.
That's
it's
right.
The whole
that's right.
Government system,
right.
From the executive branch to the legislative to the judicial to the unelected czars to the elites behind the scenes to the corporations that are getting you know, corporate welfare at the same time, you know, helping to create policy to make it easier for their business. I mean, just look at Obamacare, 2.6. $1 trillion increase in 10 years, and he gives waivers to over 1,200 waivers last time I saw. I think I heard 1,500 also possibly waivers to companies so they are not do not have to pay the penalties or the high rates of Obamacare. Now that is completely illegal. You cannot. It is a matter of. It's not fair. It's not the equal competition in the fair market or free market. I'm sorry. It is an unfree market. When you're giving companies huge monetary advantages through regulation, not only that, making your competitors buy things while making these companies
it's wrong.
Not have to pay. It is an
fundamentally
attack
wrong.
On
it's,
all the companies yeah. that, you know, did not get waivers. And you can apply for, actually, you can apply for a personal waiver on the government site from Obamacare, but good luck with that.
Well,
but that just shows, you know, this fascism that is
by
rampant in
I
our
agree.
Country. Yeah, because
by definition.
That's exactly what the definition is, you know, corporations in bed with the government.
And by the way, I just want to clear something up, too, about fascism. A lot of people believe that fascism is extreme right wing, and I used to believe that, too.
No.
I really used to. No, and seriously, I thought fascism was capitalism on crack in a way, and it was a right wing or more right wing than left. But if you dissect it, fascism actually originates from the left, not from the right, or from the progressives, not from the conservative side.
And it doesn't even matter because they are both the same now. And anybody who is still stuck in the Democratic Republican thought process that one party will do better for you than the other, you are mistaking.
Well, you know, that's right. Prophecy Zone Radio. Thank you very much. Look, not this last comment, but the one before. Look, I understand this. Look up, and I just turn back to what Steve Quayle says. There is no political solution for a spiritual problem. And what we're experiencing right now is a whole slew of spiritual problems. I mean, a culmination of spiritual problems.
Yes, we are. I'm going to get back into some news, and then we're going to take your phone calls for the last half hour. If you have anything you'd like to comment on or anything we missed, any criticisms, comments, any blessings or prayers you'd like to share.
And if you want to virtually slap Joe, go ahead. Or me, even. Go ahead.
661-244-9839 is the number. 661-244-9839. Getting back into news, Treasury Department, U.S. loses $25 billion on auto bailout. U.S. taxpayers lose $25 billion on auto
bailout. Right.
The Treasury Department says in a new report, the government expects to lose more than $25 billion on the $85 billion auto bailout. That's 15% higher than its previous forecast. In a monthly report sent to Congress on Friday, the Obama administration boasted its forecast of the expected losses by more than $3.3 billion, almost $25.1 billion, up from their $21.7 billion estimate in the last quarter. The report may still underestimate the losses. The report covers predicted losses through May 31st when GM stock price was $22 a share. Its GM's price fell on Monday 7 cents or 3.3% to $20.47 a share. At that price, the government would lose another $850 million on its GM bailout. Government still holds 500 million shares of GM stock and needs to sell them for about $53 each to recover the entire $49.5 billion bailout. At the current price, the Treasury would lose more than $16 billion on its GM bailout. And this is our money that it is was given to the bailout or to GM by Obama.
Yep.
Another I want to get into with dollars.
Don't jump. Wait a second. Don't jump too quickly from that because I just wanted to hang on just a second here. I just wanted to tell you or give you a throw out some numbers here.
Okay.
Okay. Folks, think about this. Okay. Right now, we've got more than 6 million mortgages, domestic home, I mean, you know, personal mortgages under that are overdue in this country. As of this year, home prices were the lowest they've been in more than 10 years. yeah, 43% of all American families are actually spending more than they earn each year. And we've got, if you figured the unemployment rate the way we did back in 1970, we'd be at about the level of Greece or Spain, somewhere around 22 or 24%. Even conservative estimates are saying 11% versus the 8.254 or 8.3% that is being talked about. And then just a few more things I'm going to turn back over to you because I think this is important for people to understand. What Obama is doing, and I had a long, in fact, a three-hour conversation last evening, into the morning hours, with Marinka Peshman. She's the author of The Whistleblower. And, in fact, she's on the cover of this issue's Opportunist magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not familiar with that magazine, but...
I don't know if you mentioned she's a previous guest of our show.
She's a previous guest of our show.
She made the rounds on many...
In fact, she was just on Glenn Beck Real News with Glenn Beck, I think a week, maybe 2 weeks ago. And we talked about that. But I was on the phone with her for 3 hours last night, and this morning, I guess it was. And where was it going with that? I know. Here's what Obama is doing. Okay, aside from it's kind of related to the economy, but it's also related to the. She did some fabulous research, which I really want to spend some time on at a later date. But Obama right now has the number of people on federal programs is gone well over 50% now.
Yeah, we have 100 million people on federal assistance.
There you go. Okay, but what she told me last night, and I could not believe this. Folks, remember the prosecutorial discretion via the Department of Homeland Security of illegal immigrants? You remember that, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal with that. Right now, this is what the Clinton and Obama machine is doing right now. They are taking these illegal immigrants and using the unions and using the community organizing groups of Obama. What they're doing is they are making voters out of these people, and they've put this on the fast track. So what, and we're talking not hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands, we're talking about millions of people right now who are actually getting set up to vote for the 2012 elections. So this could be a game changer. And the way she laid all the evidence out for me, again, 3 hours, all the evidence, I was just blown away. So we're going to be talking about that at some point in the future. In fact, she'll come back on the show. But what a smart wow! And she's going to have another book out too. I'll just tell you, it's about Vince Foster, and that's coming out probably in another month or two.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Joe. Okay.
I'm going to get into this article, and folks, please give us a call, 661-244-9839.
Yeah, we got people on hold, too. We
got
to get to it.
Executive branch porn problem. Bureaucrats risk national security breaches. Alan Dulles, former director of the CIA, wrote, "The craft of intelligence, sex, and hard-headed intelligence operations rarely mix well. Perhaps the boys at the Pentagon need a refresher course." This past week, the Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency warned its staff not to view porn on its U.S. government computers. The Pentagon also released a report on April's Secret Service Colombian scandal. The two are connected. It goes on to say that they are possibly breaching security.
Not possibly,
by,
they are.
Yeah. By saying the Missile Defense Agency's use of porn is concerning because many pornographic websites are infected and criminals and foreign intelligence services such as Russia use them to gain access and harvest data. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, how many
stuff.
Computers have you made in the doorstops because of porn sites? No, I'm just joking around, but seriously, that's just, it's incredible.
We're going to go to the call, the callers now. We're going to start with area code 808. You are on the air with the Hagman Hack Report. 808, you're live.
You and the submarine there. You go ahead.
Wind must have dialed the number there.
And we thank you for your patience in holding.
Okay, we're going to try again. Area code 702. You are live with the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? This is Marco again.
Hey, Marco.
Hey, I'm just wondering, is there any way you guys can possibly, like, put the word out to see if anybody knows anything about, you know, about, like, the genetically altered beings or giants coming? Because I still haven't heard much about that, but I really believe it because, you know, even I'm starting to have little dreams about that and visions.
Yeah.
I think Joe kind of touched on that through that soldier program.
Yes, and I have the information for you right here. I'll tell you exactly what to go looking for. And go to start researching DARPA, and that is DARPA, if you have not heard of it. It's a Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And they have, I'll post an article in the chat room here. There's an article right now on Blacklisted News, U.S. Army Super Soldier, Genetically Modified Humans Won't Need Sleep. There is a document called the 2045 Project, and that lays out, I guess, what
and Marco, yeah, let me just interject something here. When I was talking to Steve off air, he was telling me, and I did not know this, although it could very well be in the book that I read, a decade ago, about the genes from giants being harvested by the military. Okay, from grave sites, you can collect DNA, okay, and...
What if I just had a thought?
Inject them into soldiers.
I don't mean to interrupt your thought,
and
sorry, caller. But what if these DARPA and these articles are because the Nephilim are going to be returning, and they're going to say these are what we created to take the spiritual element away. How people are there's so many people who believe in aliens without any evidence, yet refuse to believe in the Lord. I mean, that's just a thought. They could say they've created these monsters, but really they're not what they created. They're demons or fallen angels. And that would take away people from saying, this is the end times. And,
Hey, did you guys see that article on Before It's News by, it said the secret creation, the secret origins of man, and I can't think. Billy Meyer is a story by as told by Billy Meyer, and he talks about how supposedly man was created. But if you listen to the names of these aliens, so-called aliens that he's talking to, it sure matches a lot of the names, but spelled differently from the Book of Enoch about the fallen angels.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And I'm familiar with the Book of Enoch. I've listened to and read that many times. I'm still going through that.
One thing, Marco, one thing that I've had a hard time really accepting is, it, like, for example, you know, we send our young men and women off, and very honorable men and women, and they go fight for our country. And, you know, we're used to that. We're used to saying, you know, they're great people. And they are, okay? I mean, look, I mean, they're great people. But you get into, for example, and this is one thing that Joe is familiar with. We are talking with a Gold Star mother of a Marine, okay, which means her son was killed in Afghanistan. And I've got to tell you this. Right before he was ambushed at Ganjal, okay, and this made it 60 minutes, and there was a young man who was awarded a Medal of Honor, but she was telling me about what he said. Now, he was under orders not to say much, but number one, there was a lot of occult going on in the upper echelon of the military. Occult, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, occult. It's hard for me to believe, okay, but that's true. And there was also drug running and paying off of the enemy, basically. So, Marco, you know, this fits right in, the occult aspect anyway, with the Nephilim and the super soldiers and what have you. Now that we monopolized your call, Marco, I mean, sorry about that.
It's all right.
We'll let you talk. I mean, go ahead.
No problem. I was just wondering. I'm really curious because I'm sure you guys talked to Mr. Quayle. I'd just love to be the fly on the wall hearing him talk about all that.
Well, yeah, you know, and sometimes look, we were talking about the Saturday's program, and he said because he got a couple of emails saying, hey, you didn't talk about this or that, and a lot of times we you know, look, he's a very spiritual man, and I got to tell you, he will talk.
He goes where the spirit
goes. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. He goes where he feels that the spirit needs to take him. Now, we will be talking specifically because this is so important now, the genetic Armageddon aspect of things.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's some guys, there's different guys now that are coming up out of the woodwork, and they're like on coast to coast, and some of them are talking about it, but they're not really, they're really trying to throw it a different angle. And that's what I kind of worry about when other people hear that, because they're throwing it a different way instead of the Christian way.
Right.
And, well, that's why I wish, you know, Mr. Quayle would really talk more about it so he could really, you know, throw these other guys off so people really learn the truth, because there's so many people, you know, throwing other information out trying to tell people different things, like, you know, that aliens are doing it and that they are creating.
Yeah, we do have to get a very topical program with him about this, because I think now it's come full circle to the point where we're seeing reports like this, like Joe mentioned.
Yeah,
now we got to talk.
Even in Steve Quayle's book, your Genetic Armageddon, it talks about the DARPA creating the technology that will make these people. Immortal. And
yeah.
He talks about the soul catcher, which is pretty interesting and probably will need to.
But Marco, you're right. I mean, people look at this from a non-Christian perspective, and they really sully the waters. They muddy the waters with things that are not correct or not important. So I thank you for that. If you get a chance, Marco, grab a hold of Genetic Armageddon or Giants, even the book Giants by Steve Quayle.
Giants is
giant books, the angels and demons and the angel wars. I've got all those. Those are really interesting.
Yeah, wow. And a lot of the stuff that he wrote about back then, you can see coming to pass now. So, but we will. We'll get them and we'll. I should attach a tape recorder on our off air conversations, and then compile like this. Like a half hour. Just a half hour of stuff that we talk about off air, about this. I think it'd be pretty interesting.
I worry sometimes that with all the people, you know, that stuff's going on, that that's one man we don't want to lose, you know, and that's why it's like, you know, I feel like it's like we really got to get out there and get some more stuff for him. So, you know, something happens, at least his words are still out, so he can, you know, because I think he really conveys it very well.
Yeah, he does. He's got a gift that that few people have, and the obviously the well, you know, from a Christian perspective. So, you know, that's why. And I got to tell you, that's why he's taking the task, because he approaches it, because he refuses to get into the alien baloney, you know, from another civilization, and confronts the evil here on Earth, is why people cannot, or you know, to take him to task and call him names and what have you. But you're right, Marco. You know, yeah, we have to address this a little bit more topically. But, and we will.
Yeah, and with this article coming out, I will definitely be doing research into these DARPA programs and exactly what their plans are and how they plan on implementing it, and what other important aspects are not coming out in these stories.
So, because I talk to people of faith, and there's so many that still don't know about this, and I tell them, and they're looking at me like what are you talking about? And I'm like, you know, our faith is going to be tested very soon, and we got to be ready for it. And that doesn't scare me that, you know, these giants are genetically humans. I understand that, but I tell them, you know, it's the main thing we got to worry about is those people that, you know, that are real, you know, that's going to be like Lucifer, an angel of light. You know, he's going to be beautiful. He's going to be taught
right.
All the right things, and everybody's going to be deceived. And I say, if you find someone you really like, you know, that comes up out of the government, you better realize that guy's trouble.
Yeah. We, from this point on, Marco, you make an excellent point. We should never look at another politician or leader for any of the answers to our solutions. All the answers all the solutions are right in our own grasp. I mean, it's
well,
just as simple
as
calling out to the Lord.
By Marco saying that our faith will be tested, it sure as heck will be, and I think it already is being tested. We're seeing the initial signs of that now.
Yeah, and what you said about presenting themselves as angels of light, that's exactly what, you know, the Bible says they'll do, and I have a theory that the New World Order will kind of be brought down by the Antichrist and his minions posing as the saviors of humanity, the ending of corruption and, you know, manipulation. Just as long as you take their allegiance, you can be a part of that. And it's scary to think about, but so many will be deceived, as it says in the Bible, that the days must be cut short. So obviously the deception will be very great.
I believe it. I believe it. I just, you know, I worry for people, and I'm even telling my own children, and, you know, I guess it's one of those things, you know, they know all the truth, but sometimes, you know, because I'm talking more about all this stuff more now than I ever have, and they're like rolling their eyes, and they're like, come on, Dad, you know, they act like it's come, you know, I feel bad for you kids because you're young, but you don't see what's coming, and I see it, and I see it more now than I did, you know, years ago, and it's like, you know, I tell everybody I know, because they're like, well, I'm preparing. I said, well, there's no way to prepare except by knowing Jesus. I mean, that's he's the only way. You can prepare somewhat, but even then, you know, it's going to all be taken. And then I hear people saying, well, you know, I can't believe, you know, that God would let something happen. Maybe he'll take the children and the young before this stuff happens. I said, well, look at what happened in, you know, in Germany. The moms was taking the babies into the gas chambers. So, you know,
yeah,
it's not true.
Boy, Marco, you sound a lot like me. I mean, you know, it's it's difficult, isn't it, to relate to people on this level, or to get them to understand.
Right. And when I'm at work, I'm like, you know, it's like it's hard. I mean, I can concentrate on my job, but when I'm working, I'm like, you know, this is all nothing. It's garbage. You know, I mean, you know, and I feel like I'm a man in a different, you know, in a different world. It's like nothing means anything anymore except, you know, knowing God.
Well, that's true, but you know, yeah, and I feel the same way as you do. You know, I really do. You think, wow, what I'm doing is trivial compared to what really we're facing and what we're up against. And I know that feeling, but you know, we have to do what we have to do. I mean, we've got to pay the bills. You know,
right.
We've got, you know, we got to keep our lights on because it's our responsibility as men and, you know, the keeper of our families. Yeah, but I can relate to what you're saying. I mean, personally, I can relate to what you're saying. And it's hard. I mean, it's very difficult.
Oh, and then I feel bad because I think, you know, I kind of want to say I strayed away, but I, you know, because I've always been a believer in God and Christian, but I kind of let things go for a while, and then I'm thinking, man, you know, I wasted all those years, you know, and we're all going to be held accountable, you know, but, you know, of course God knows my heart, and but it's like, you know, all the opportunities I blew for other people and the things that could have, you know, I could have done for God, and I'm thinking, you know, we're almost out of time, and you know, I feel bad because I feel the responsibility in my heart. You know,
I'm right there.
You know,
with
we all got to do more.
Yeah, you know something though, Marco. I mean, I don't know how old you are. Okay, I'm in my 50s, and I've got to say, my life is more than half over. And I saw a commercial. Some comedian saying, you know, my life's half over, and I played a sloppy first half or something like that.
Right.
And that's the way I feel, you know, because now, look, I'm catching up for lost time. Now I've got to work twice as hard to make up for all the junk I did. And but you know, but what you said is key. God knows your heart. And look, today, tomorrow, I mean, tomorrow's a promise, but today, you just do what you got to do. You embrace that. To me, I mean, what I do is I try not to think about, because it would drive me nuts, everything I've done and didn't do and should have done and should have been and all that, because it's really not productive. So I try to focus my energies on how I can make a difference today and tomorrow. God willing, there will be a tomorrow for me. And,
yeah.
And you know, that's how we have to approach it. Because, but, I, you know, and you and I sound like we're pretty on the same wavelength.
And then I'll give you both a word of advice that was given to me, and it's, you know, do not, you know, repent for your sins and turn from those ways, and do not focus on your shortcomings or your sins. Focus on the opportunity you still have and the difference you can still create, because after you ask the Lord for forgiveness, you know, you are unblemished. And, you know, we all continue to sin in different ways. We're not perfect, but, you know, it's never too late. And as long as you're still alive, there is still an opportunity for you to be saved and, you know, for you to help others and never give up.
Yeah, Marco, I got to tell you, I feel a spiritual brotherhood with you, my friend. I really do. Because you said some things that kind of struck close to my heart. But anything else on your mind?
No, I just want to thank you guys for all you do, and you know, keep it up. I'm trying to do, you know, what I can, and but it's nice to know that there's other people out there, you know, trying to do the work of God also.
Yes, yes, and not afraid to say it either. You know, it's before I was always very
standoffish.
Well, yeah, you didn't want to get into that because, you know, who would you offend or
right.
Whatever. Now it's like, okay, time's up. We gotta go out there and we gotta lead the charge. So, you know, and I repent for that feeling, you know, that I had before. So, well, God bless you, my friend.
Well, thank you. You too.
All right.
Keep it up, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, and we really appreciate your call and you listening to the show.
I'm blown away here. We've got just, 7 minutes left of our show. I just I do not understand where it went.
All right, we'll take another call here. We got Paul on the line. Paul, you are on with the Hagman and Hagman Report.
How are you doing, guys?
Excellent.
Good, Paul.
Okay. A little word on fascism, according to William Carr. Fascism is an independent movement which began essentially in Italy in 1919. Now, its original intent was to be a Christian crusade to combat both atheistic ideologies of Marxism and Nazism, both, in support of nationalism versus internationalism. So this is the reason why that Hitler and Mussolini met common ground. But the as far as the Nazi warlords go, okay, you know, Germany was actually in two camps there politically. But And that's the way the story goes. And, of course, over time, you know, this has been, it's been tossed around so much it's gotten confused. But it's actually neither a left or a right, you know. It's like a middle, it's like a midpoint wedge. But it was, you know, they like I said, Christian crusade. There you go. Now, I don't know what that implies. You'd have to kind of, you know, interpret that one out for yourself, I guess.
We're going to have to do some research.
No, look,
on this.
There's a dispute among the people behind. I mean, there's a dispute among people that are a lot smarter than us about where in the left or right spectrum fascism does lie. And it's always, as it's typically associated with the extreme right. But look,
it is. I'm sorry.
No.
It is split between two camps. You know, this kind of falls along with everything else in such cases. You've got, you know, you have a split opinion. You got propaganda coming in from both sides here. You know,
it's
a political football. You know, so
it is. But the authority of the where some scholars, you know, paint it to be this right wing thing, the authority. Look, it opposes. It really goes against the egalitarianism. Basically, is what it does, and
right.
You know, so in that element, if you look at it in that way, it'd be the left, pretty much the far left, the progressive.
In order to get somewhat of a grip on it, you have to go deeper into the WRM or World Revolutionary Movement, such as it is.
Yeah.
Because, they have co-opted the Christian movements over the ages, too, as well. So, you know, therein lies a third element. You know, they come in under the guise of a Christian crusade, but they're not really Christians, you know. They're, in other words, another element of Satan at work here, you know, is how that goes. Yeah, and that's to cause confusion, divert attention, you know, it this goes on and on with everything.
Yeah, and we can get into the social Darwinistic aspects of it. And, you know, look, it's we can agree it ain't good. So.
No, yeah, exactly. Bottom line. Bottom line. And that goes across the board with just about everything, you know.
Right.
Hey, the other thing is I sent you an email last
got
week.
It. I got
yeah.
it.
And,
I got it.
And this has happened to me twice now, Joe. I tried to send you an email using the information you got on about us, you know.
His Homeland Security.
The one
address. That's my fault. I broke it.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix it tonight.
Real easy. Joe Hagman.
No.
24 at AOL.com. Just use that for now.
Do me a favor, if you would. Doug has got my email address there. Innkeeper at frontstreetsaloon.com. Send it to me in an email, would you please?
Okay. Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, you know, that's better.
I hate to cut you off, my friend, but we're up against it, so.
Yeah, I know. That always happens to me. I don't know what it is. You know? I got bad luck when I call in. All righty.
See you later, my friend.
Thanks.
Have a good
look.
Tomorrow, I want to say this before we go any further. Augusto Perez will be our guest tomorrow.
Oh, please tell everyone you know about tomorrow's program.
Augusto Perez. We will have something up on the website as well as all our social media outlets. He will be coming on. He was recently on Radio Preacher Man. He was also on True News with Rick Wilds. He is considered a watchman, a friend of Steve Quayle, a very interesting man, and we have so much to.
And we've got some tough. I've got some tough questions for the guy.
It's going to be a great
show. Some tough
questions for him. We'll probably even take some of your calls as well. And please spread the word about the show. Augusto Perez, 8 to 10. We will be here. I'll open the chat room an hour early, and we'll see where we how it goes.
Yes, and I want to thank everyone who has reached out, helped us financially, you know, with staying on the air. And like Joe said, we're always going to be on the air. It's just, you know, are we going to be doing it with two cans and a string, or are we going to be doing it, you know, as we can? But thank you so very much. We're humbled by your humbled by your support, by your spreading the word. We're growing well beyond anything we could have imagined.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another good note. If the average listeners per show we had this month so far continues, we will more than double our numbers again in August, which is unbelievable.
It's, yeah, I mean, you're talking.
And if we do it again, we're talking about
millions.
We're CNN. We're you know.
Yeah. Well, that
competing
yeah.
With CNN
if it happens again, I will.
Be surprised.
Be surprised. I'll watch everyone's car I can just because I wouldn't believe it. But.
And that's directly due to our wonderful listeners here at the Hagman and Hagman Report, where the Ten Commandments and Constitution are the rule of law, and the name of Jesus is not effective. And we wish all of you the best. God bless all of our listeners, all the people who pray for us, just everybody who is doing the right thing out there. God bless you all.
Good night.